This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I'm a boat rocker, too. That's what I like about Bradley Dean. No, I'm not Bradley Dean. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean today. And I'm a boat rocker, and I think we need a few more boat rockers out there. Kind of got mixed feelings here this morning as I sit outside in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio, where we're finally getting a little bit of snow melt going on here. It's been unbelievably cold and wintry. It's almost 60 degrees, a little snow melt, but you say, well, so what are you upset about today, Coach? Well, I just got my Medicare card in the mail. Medicare, can you believe that? How can I be 65 years old? But I guess I am. Proof of it just came in the mail today. Again, this is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. You can find me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. I am out of Columbus, Ohio area. I was a high school football coach who back in 1997 got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for, check this one out, having prayer with our football team. That's right, 1997. That's a long time ago. That's a long time ago. That's 21 years ago already. I've been fighting a good fight of faith, standing up and pushing back, just like I've been a boat rocker, just like my buddy Bradley Dean has been. I do a radio show. I do my own, I don't know if you call it a radio show. We're heard on terrestrial radio, but, that's new to me, land radio. But I'm also heard on the internet, live, a lot of good stuff. If you like what you hear, you can find it at CoachDaveLive.com. I do a show 5 days a week, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning. That's right, we get you up and going early in the mornings at CoachDaveLive.com. So you can check us out there. God bless Bradley. He's had the opportunity to be in, I believe, that the land of the fruit and the nuts out there in California. A couple speaking gigs lined up for Bradley. And, man, you would do well. I don't know if you guys have ever been in the presence of Bradley or ever heard him to make a presentation. But first of all, he's bigger than a house. Bigger than a house. Now, I make fun because Bradley and I are like Mutt and Jeff. He's about 6'7", and I'm about 5'7". So we get the two of us together, you can't tell who's the dad and who's the son. But I've been in Bradley's presence several times, and he brings it. You're looking for a speaker, somebody to fire up your group, somebody to tell it like it is. Give Bradley Dean a call. Listen, I got a show for you today, man. I probably should have cleared it with Bradley. I know he's edgy. I'm an edgy guy, and I know Bradley's an edgy guy, and we know this. That this passivity, this roll over and take it, this is who are you to judge Christianity that we're seeing going across the spectrum of America today. Ain't going to cut it anymore, folks. You know, I was looking at the other day at my scripture. In fact, I was sharing it on my own show. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 says we are to provoke one another to love and to good works. I'm going to say that again. In this love, love, love gospel that we see everywhere, that's not what the Hebrew writer said. He said, no, provoke one another to love and to good works. Faith without works is dead. Just like the spotty body without the spirit is dead. Like, in other words, the body without any air in it is dead. The Bible says that faith without any air in it There aren't any works to your faith. You ain't got any faith. It's dead faith. So I'm a provocateur. Yeah, I like to bounce things up and down. So here's what we got laid out for you today. In fact, if you just happen to be driving down the road and listening to it, if you're sitting in front of your computer and you're doing a little bit of research today and you just thought I'll tune in to see what Bradley's all about today, I'm gonna give you a fair warning right now. Pick up your phone, begin to text, send a Facebook message out, do whatever. Say, listen, you have got to turn on Sons of Liberty Media Radio today. Because this crazy guy named Coach Dave is going to have on as his guest, are you ready? A former pervert. Say, Coach, don't talk like that. Well, I'm just using the terms he uses. I'm just using the terms my guest David Arthur is going to use. A former homosexual, a former and ex-homosexual, an ex-transgender, an ex- throw whatever initial you want to, LBGQTRSW. He's going to come with us today, folks. He's going to tell all of your friends out there who don't have the courage to know the truth. He's going to tell them, hey, ain't nobody born that way. Ain't nobody born that way. And after a life of 30, 40, I don't even know for sure. David will clear that all up for us here. We come back here after the break. 30 or 40 years of living that lie. Living that lie that he isn't who he says he is, and he isn't who God made him to be, that he's Sam, he's Timmy, and he's Billy, and he doesn't know who he is. That lie that they're teaching to our kids today. Yeah, my buddy David Arthur, he found Christ. Yes, hey, listen, you born that way, brother? Is that what you're telling me, you're born that way? Well, I got a good solution for you. If you find yourself being attracted to men, if you're a man and you find yourself being attracted to men, you need to get born again. You think you were born that way, you need to get born again. If you find yourself trapped in sin, if you find yourself doing all kinds of crazy stuff and you don't believe in God and you don't believe anybody ought to tell you what to do and that you're happy the way you are because that's the way God made you and that you're born like that, no, baby, you got to get born again. Oh, it's going to be a powerful testimony, folks, powerful testimony. And we're going to give you a chance to jump in here as well, although probably the first segment we're going to fly high and dry just David Arthur and I. And I Belong Ministries, I think I got it right. David will clear that up for us. You can find him on Facebook as well. Call your friends right now. We're going to go to break here in a minute or two. And you start texting away. You start calling away for your friends out there who maybe they're dealing with a relative or a friend or a brother or a coworker who's dealing with this scourge of sexual deviancy. Say, listen, you got to turn on this crazy guy from Ohio. He's got some dude on with him who used to think he was a chick. And now he knows he's not a chick. Now he knows he's a dude. He went from being a dude to a chick and back to being a dude. He says, you're not born that way. That Christ can change you. That's what we're doing here today. Again, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for my good buddy, Bradley Dean. Going to go to break here and just... Pardon me? We got our guest ready to roll here. But I believe are we ready to head to break there, brothers? I might have my schedule wrong here. I think we're breaking here any minute. We come back on the other side of it. David Arthur is going to join us. Are you there, David?
I am here.
Well, brother, you hold tight because we're going to turn you loose and we're going to let America hear what you've got to say. And I don't know whether we blew right through that commercial break. I thought we had one of the three. Hey, listen, I'm a rookie. What can I say? I'm a rookie. Here we go. Here I hear that music starting to pound on us right now. Former tranny. Former whatever. Former alphabet soup. No, you're not born that way. You got to get born again. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley D.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Well, I suppose I ought to apologize for coming off so hot on you. I was a little bit excited to get in here today. Well, how would you feel if you just got in the mail your Medicaid card? All of a sudden, you used to think about people being 65 years old as being old people, and all of a sudden the mailman shows up and here's your card, and you're one of them. You know, I'm doing my best to deal with it. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. I'm sitting in today for my buddy Bradley Dean again. I sure appreciate Bradley giving me the opportunity to be in here. And go and support him. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Support Bradley Dean. Invite Bradley to some type of an event that you're having in your community. Wake people up. Be provocateurs, boat rockers. That's what I pride myself on being. Before we went to break, you guys got to bear with me here because I'm a rookie flying blind here to some degree. You heard a little bit. Just you heard a hello there from a gentleman that I've come to know and have a great deal of respect for. Never really met him eyeball to eyeball, but I see him about every morning on my radio show, my own radio show, which it's interactive. And, you know, it's like George Jetson. You can see the people you're talking to. It's amazing. I know David. I recognize David. Never had the opportunity to meet him, but well down the road. And David Arthur came across my desk. It's kind of a what? Yeah, he's a what? Yeah, he's a what? David Arthur is he has a ministry called, you can find him on Facebook, I Belong Amen Ministries. I Belong Amen Ministries. And David's really, he's from over out in Maine. That's that country that, it's almost like a country. It's clear up the top of everything over there. And David is a miracle story to tell you folks. When I first got in contact with David, you know, he told me he'd spent his life as, he emailed me and spent his life as a tranny, as a whatever. You name the alphabet, he's done it. And I had a conversation with him, had on my show, and I'm trying to do everything I can to help David get some exposure. The lie that you're born that way. The lie. The lie. David. David Arthur. Come on in here. How you doing today, bud?
I'm good. Thank you, Coach. Thanks for having me. And, you know, there's one thing. Every time I hear somebody say that they're born that way, you know what? When I was gay, Jesus gave me a straight answer in Mark 1:15 when he said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And that's all you got to do. Repent and believe the gospel.
Yeah, that it's simple, isn't it, David?
Born again.
It's simple. Hey, David, now listen, man, I hear you, and I'm looking at your picture. I jumped on your Facebook page again. Folks, if you want to find, you want to get a look at this this guy, this former alphabet deviant, that's what I call him. David doesn't get mad because we got a friendly relationship. He was an alphabet deviant. You name it, that's what he was. And he now has a ministry out of the state of Maine called I Belong Amen Ministries. And you find that on Facebook, I Belong Amen Ministries. Hey, David. People ain't gonna believe it, man. Cause you look like a dude. You talk like a dude. You act like a dude. You got about 8 minutes here, David. Before we go to the next break, I'm gonna shut up. And I'm gonna let you begin to tell us your story of what the heck happened to you, man. What you were all about. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, you know what? I started out on a rough road. My father, he committed suicide just before I was born. And so I didn't have that male affirmation, that male contact, that male in my life that I needed. I had a very loving mother, but I had no father. And so I was open prey, and I was easy prey for the men that wanted to molest me. What I later on found out that they called it recruit me into that movement. So I was molested as a child, but you know what? None of those tragedies are an excuse for the choices that I made in my life. And I know that they're choices because I chose to do them then, and I choose not to do them now. And so between all of the other sexual and all the other addictions that come along with that, I started looking for men to molest me. I started looking at 8 years old. I was cutting school and hanging out in public bathrooms and waiting for the dirty old man to come along and touch me, because it was that male affirmation that I started to associate love with. Whether I wanted to do it or not, it didn't matter to me, because all I wanted was the physical attention or the affirmation, the confirmation from another man. By the age of 13, I overdosed on pills. I was running away. I was a wild child, and I was so involved in the LGBT movement at that point, at the age of 13, that I overdosed on pills, and my mother, at her wit's end, had to move. She had to move from southern New Jersey to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, because that was the only place she could go, because we had family there. And so that's where she did. She took me, and she just tried to get me away from Atlantic City, New Jersey. And she took me to Philadelphia. And in Philadelphia, I found this huge, quote unquote, community of the same people that felt like I felt. They looked like I looked. They acted like I acted. And so by the age of 14, Coach, I was a runaway. I was homeless. I was confused. Transgender prostitute. I was buying female hormones on the street and taking them. But at the age of 14, I was HIV positive. And you know what? I went to a group of older transgenders, and I said to them, what am I going to do if I'm HIV positive? And their response to me was, so are we. The person... And they didn't say person, but the person that gave it to you didn't care, so don't you care. And as a matter of fact, get them all, get as many as you can. And so at the age of 14 years old, this is the mindset I had. I was in and out of juvenile detention centers. I was constantly being arrested because I was a runaway. I was stealing. I was robbing. I was doing drugs. I was doing any and everything that I could that I wasn't supposed to be doing. And then that just carried over into my adult years. I was in and out of county jails as an adult and a few state prisons as an adult. But what happens, Coach, is that the majority, a very high majority of the time, those that are recruited, what we call molested, into that dark movement, into the LGBTP for pedophile movement, they become recruiters. So in other words, and recruiters, just a nice word for molester, for a child molester, for Chester molester, a rapist, a pedophile. That's what a recruiter is. And that's what happens. The recruited becomes the recruiter. The molested becomes the molester. And I started luring boys into that movement. And then to top all of it off, I started going out trying to purposely and intentionally infect as many people as I could with HIV, from 13, 14, 15-year-old boys to 60, 70, 80-year-old men. It didn't matter to me. I wanted everybody to die with me. And that was my mindset. That was how I thought. That is all I lived for. Was to infect somebody and to engage in sexual activity, because I was a pervert with a capital P.
David, let me stop you right there, brother. We got about a minute and a half here before we go to the break, because one thing I want to make sure that I lay out there right now for people who are listening to this and are a little bit stunned. Hey, David, you yourself, you were recruited into this lifestyle. Now, people don't call it recruited. In other words, David, you weren't born this way. Somebody went out and molested you, and at that first sexual experience that you had, that molestation that took place, something happened inside of you that made you begin to crave male companionship. Is that right, David? You weren't born that way? Somebody tricked you?
Absolutely right. No, I was not born that way. We could not be born that way, because God's word says that it's unnatural. So if it's unnatural, then we're definitely not born that way. And if people want to believe that they're born that way, Coach, then guess what? Jesus said all you got to do is be born again. And that's all you got to do.
That's it, brother. But David, that's not the message we're hearing in the churches, right?
Message
we're hearing in the speeches. Oh, we're supposed to love these guys. We're supposed to love. David is, David Archer is telling us right here that he was living a deviant lifestyle. He was recruited into this deviant lifestyle. He got AIDS at a young age, and the people within the movement told him what? Yeah, you go infect as many people as you can. Let those people out there who are bug chasers, they're after that AIDS. And you say, oh, yeah, that's good enough. I'm going to take as many people to hell with me as they possibly can. But folks, listen, as we get ready to go to break. Oh, you haven't heard the half of this story yet. You've only heard the entrance. You've only heard the first part of it, of the miracle of what's going to happen in the life of David Arthur. We're taking hormones. He's trying to be a woman. He's trying to be Caitlyn Brenner, Caitlyn Jenner's sister.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the boat today. I'm a boat rocker, too. This isn't Bradley Dean. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio. Honored to be here. Bradley's making some presentations out in the land of the fruit and nuts, California, today. He won't be here tomorrow. I'll be sitting in for Bradley as well tomorrow. Again, CoachDaveLive.com. That's my website. Check us out there. We're unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are provocateurs. We don't run from that. We're proud of it, trying to provoke others into love and to good works. And I know I'm making a lot of you nervous here today because I got a guy on here, David Arthur, who's telling you he ain't born that way. Ain't born that way. No. You're not born that way. Hey, let me do this. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We're going to just get into some more of David's testimony. This is powerful. But if you want to get some of you, listen, I hear you right now. David would tell me this. I know this to be true. That the alphabet community, no, not the CIA and the NSA. I'm not talking about that alphabet community. I'm talking about the LBQTRS community. They hate David Arthur. They hate David Arthur. They want everybody to believe that they're born that way, that you can't change, that gender and attraction is all innate, and it's all medically, And a guy like David Arthur comes along and says, no. I tried to be a woman. I was so confused and so fooled. I tried to be a woman, but look what Jesus did for me. Changed my life. Hey, you want to get in here and you want to yell at David? You want to ask him a question? He's a big boy. I'm a big boy. Write this number down. We'd love to hear from you. It's 866 866-582-9933. Some of you are driving. I'll give you a second to pull over there. Again, it's 866-582-9933. One more time, I'm going to give it to you. You get in, you get on hold, and we'll get you in as the program progresses here. To speak with David Arthur, I Belong Amen Ministries, 866-582-9933. The phone lines are open. So, okay, David, come on, man. Let's get into this here a little bit, because you got into it bad, brother. You not only, once you got into that sexual deviancy, then you turned to crime and doing all kinds of crazy things, found yourself in and out of jail. Pick a story up from here, David, and tell us what happened on the way up before you made the fall, brother, and then before you bounced like all winners do.
I ended up, Coach, in prison. It was my second bid in prison. I was doing about 3 years, I think my last time was 3 years. And here I was, a man, in a man's prison. I had breasts. I looked like a woman. I even sounded like a woman at one time, believe it or not.
You're taking hormones and all that stuff, David. You never had anything whacked off, if you don't mind me saying that. You kept all your parts, but you were taking all the hormones and all that stuff because somebody told you you were a woman.
Yeah, and you know what? Let me go back for a minute, because I was on my way. I've had some things done, some things done to my body. Like I've had silicone injected into my face on the streets. Now, not from a doctor, but on the streets to change bone structure and stuff like that. But let me tell you, I was on my way. I was probably a month or two away from being castrated.
Wow.
And I was sitting on a beach with two transgenders that had already had their sexual reassignment surgery. And they that's what they call it. They've already had their outie became an innie. And so they said to me, "Don't do it." And the one looked at me and said, "You know what? For all my entire life, I've tried to do everything I could to be the woman that I felt like I was. And now that I'm legally and medically a woman, I'm more miserable than ever, and I don't even want to live." And he said, I thought that this would bring me happiness, and this would bring me joy, and it hasn't, and I don't even want to live. It was that conversation that kept me from going to get castrated to go any further with that process.
Man, now
let me jump back ahead. I'm in prison. I'm a man in a man's prison. I got breasts, and I'm on the rec yard, and I want to be the center of attraction, and I'm doing cheers. I'm cheerleading on the compound of a men's prison. And a correctional officer looks at me, and he walks over, and he stands on the track. He says, "Come here." And I walked up to him, and actually I bounced up to him, and I said, "Yes." And he said, "Do you know that God did not create you to be this way?" And I just looked at him. I was one, shocked. Two, I was offended. But three, I was prideful and arrogant. I said, "Of course he did. Look at me. I do this well." He said, "No." He said, "God did not create you to be this way, and I'm going to take this every chance I get." And he did. He told me every chance he got, "God didn't make you this way, David. God didn't create you to be this way, David." He just kept, he would never call me, you know, every other officer that calls you inmate or convict or by your last name. This man, he said, "David, do you know God didn't create you to be the God did not make you like this, David?" And then it took about a week or two of me being offended by this truth that I started looking for him on the compound, because now I wanted to talk to him. There was something about this man, and it took me a while to figure it out. But when I did, I realized that he was the first man in my entire life. Now I'm 30-something years old, and he was the first man in my entire life that I knew without a shadow of a doubt that he truly and he purely loved me, and he didn't want anything from me. He didn't want to touch me. He didn't want to use me, abuse me, hurt me, profit off me, kick me while I was down, nothing. He just wanted to tell me this truth because he loved me. He loved me so much that the love that he had for me didn't want to sugarcoat anything, didn't care about my feelings being hurt, didn't worry about offending me. But the love he had was the truth in love. And it was that truth and that love that planted the seed, and he watered it every chance he got. And it wasn't until recently, Coach, that I was able to see that it wasn't the truth in love that saved me, because when I got out of prison, I returned to my vomit like any other dog. I went right back to my old ways. Okay, so it wasn't the truth in love that saved me. It was the truth in love that touched me, that planted that seed, that started that stir in me.
David, you also told me that something else that was just as important, not only that prison guard who came by and said to you, David, God didn't make you that way. That's not the, who daily reminded you of that, David, even though it made you mad. David, that wasn't the other one either, was it, brother? Your mommy didn't buy into that lie, did she, David?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. She would never, ever call me by a female name. And out of respect for my mother, knowing that she was so adamant against me being a woman, although she had accepted the homosexuality because I was her son, but she would not condone the homosexuality. She would not condone the transgenderism, and she would not. Like, I would not go to my mother's house with makeup on or a skirt. I would make sure I wore sweatpants, a sweatshirt, kept my hair pulled back. I mean, I still looked like a woman, but I wouldn't go to my mother's house out of respect for my mother. I wouldn't go there with full-fledged drag on and flaunt it in her face. And she would not call me. She would call me David, no matter what. I've had her call my house and say, can I talk to David? And someone's like, oh, you mean Paige? She's like, no, David, my son, you know, the son that I gave birth to. So she was adamant about that. She said she would not give. She would not.
She wouldn't agree with that lie either, huh, David? She would
not
never
at all.
Give. She would never give in. So you got yourself a prison guard who's got the courage to say to you, hey, brother, the Lord didn't make you that way, and you got your mama saying to you, hey, I don't care what you say, I gave birth to a baby boy.
That's right. And you know what? And if it wasn't for, and I mean, we weren't Christian. You know, I didn't grow up in a Christian household. So we weren't Christian. So my mom didn't have, she wasn't going by what the Bible said. She was going by what nature within her said, that she gave birth to a boy, and that was that. And she was, and that was going to, that was never going to change, no matter what I did to my body. She was still going to have a son named David. You know, and so, but I make that point about that truth and love from the correctional officer not being what saved me, because, you know, that's a big fallacy right now within the church. Well, we'll just love them and keep on loving them. And keep on loving them and love them some more and then continue to love them some more. But they're not changing because they're just as comfortable with that love as they are with their sin. You know, it's the truth in love that makes that touches somebody, that causes a stir, that causes something to grow, and God causes that to increase. But it's definitely not.
David, do you mean to tell me it's not the love that sets you free?
Absolutely not. I wasn't set free until I was crushed, until I was at the bottom of the barrel, until I was on my deathbed, until I was brought to my knees, literally. Until I was brought all the way down to the rock bottom. Rock bottom. People had to stop patting my fall. and everybody stopped petting my phone. They said,
"Oh, folks, hold that thought, David. Hold that thought. We'll be back on the other side. Give us a call here, folks. Jump in here. Join me, be part of the conversation."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move, use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples, shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096, ends 1/27/18, intro only.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I can tell you right now, this hour is going way too fast. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, sitting in for Bradley Dean. God bless Bradley. Thanks for having me in. Let me sit in for him, Sam, and give me all the instructions how to work the show off. I hope I'm doing a fair enough job that Bradley will be able to let me come back again. You know, I just heard from the Holy Spirit. We're not going to get through enough. David, you available tomorrow, brother? Can you come on and do part two tomorrow?
I sure can.
All right, brother. Because listen, as I'm going to tell the people right now, I think there are people right now who are stunned at what they're hearing from Dave. I really believe that. Again, folks, you can find David at I Belong Amen Ministries at Facebook. I Belong Amen Ministries. And here's what you want to do. You want to go to that Facebook. David, is there? Do you have an actual website as well? I'm sorry if I haven't given that out.
I do. It's IBelongAmen.com.
IBelongAmen.com. IBelongAmen.com. And I'm looking at David's Facebook page right now, and there's a picture of him as a woman. That's right. You're listening to a guy right now, you used to think he was a woman. Because what everybody told him. Everybody lied to him and told him he's a woman. And we haven't gotten to the salvation part of his story yet. But here's what I think is important, David, and why I want you to join us again tomorrow. Because I'm going to ask people right now who are listening to the sound of my voice, wherever you might be in the good old U.S. of A, hearing this testimony of David. You know somebody right now who's dealing with this horrible, horrible deviancy of homosexuality or same-sex attraction or LGBT or whatever it might be. And they're getting all kinds of advice from their pastors and just love them and all that kind of stuff. And listen, folks, we're going to have David Arthur on tomorrow, and he's going to continue with his story. But he's going to be offering her advice to parents who want to come in and say, yeah, but they told me that I should be doing this, and they told me that I should be doing this, and what do you think I should do in this situation? And David Arthur, who's now a born-again follower of Jesus Christ, got born again, got rid of all that other stuff he was born with. David Arthur is going to be available tomorrow to answer those questions. So I would ask, if you're listening to this right now, email somebody, Facebook somebody, tell them, man, you got to see this guy. I belong, amen, ministries. I belong, amen. Facebook, I belong, amen. David, listen, it's been, man, I got to talk faster or talk slower. Help me out here, David. Let's get to the salvation part of it, brother. Let's give some people some hope here. Here you were, this little guy who was molested as a young guy and grew up without a daddy. His daddy killed himself and grew up in a home with a loving mother, but you were just unruly and out of control and going around chasing bugs and trying to get men to love on you and do all kinds of nasty things to you, and you end up in jail and you end up in prison and you end up with just a messed up life, and some prison guard loves you enough to say, hey, brother, listen, Jesus didn't make you that way. And yet a mother says, I gave birth to a baby boy. I didn't give birth to no baby girl. There's no way. And people stood and told you the truth. David, man, let us know here, brother. What happened? What happened to you? How'd you pass from that darkness into light?
Let me tell you, Coach. When I got out of prison, I returned, you know, to my old life. I didn't feel, the only difference was that I didn't feel comfortable dressing like a woman anymore. And so I like to think that was God causing some type of move within me. Okay, so now here I am. I'm just Dave. I'm just a gay man, and I have breasts. But it didn't stop me from returning to that same old life. So by 2008, I was stricken down with osteoporosis so severe that my bone density was almost gone. I couldn't stand up straight, and I couldn't walk without a walker. And that was due to all of the female hormones, all the medications, all the drugs, all the alcohol, all the trauma I put my body through. So I end up with a walker. I'm hunched over, can't even walk without being in pain. But I was still making it to the nightclubs and to the casinos to engage in that same activity. So by 2009, I was stricken down with full-blown AIDS. I had infections in my brain, infections in my blood. I had boils all over my body from the infections trying to bust their way out of me. The doctor said, guess what? You don't even have to take the HIV medication anymore because there is no hope. They put a hospital bed. They put a hospital bed in my home, in my bedroom, in my home. And they set up the little commode and the nice little walkers and they called it the Cadillac. It got the big wheels and the seat and the brakes. And they set up everything I needed so that I could die in peace. And that's what I knew when I laid in that bed, that I was going to die. I knew and I accepted that my life was over. But I knew two things, Coach. I knew that I was afraid to die. And I knew that I didn't want to go to hell, because I knew I was going to hell. There was no doubt in my mind that I was not going to hell for all that I had done. I picked up the Word of God, and I opened it up. And the very first verse I opened it to was Romans 1:27. It told me, men burning in lust for one another, giving up the natural use of the woman. And I closed my Bible and I looked up and I thought to myself, not only am I living sinfully, but I'm living unnaturally. And I heard those words of that correctional officer. I called him Bishop. I forget his name, but we called him Bishop. And so I heard the words of Bishop ringing in my head. God did not create you to be this way, David. God did not intend for you to be this way, David. And I said, wow, I'm living unnatural. I'm in direct opposition to God's will for my very creation, just for the intent of my creation. And that caused me to dive deeper into his word and to just start just diving in and appreciating every little aspect. His word was so detailed and so precise to me that I wanted to be just as detailed and just as precise in my repentance and in my confession and giving it all to him. And I spent weeks, because I had a lot to repent of and a lot to confess. And I spent weeks doing so, speaking it to him, because I knew I was going to die, but I didn't want to go to hell. And I was in so much pain, Coach. I was in pain from the very inside of my body to the bones, to the very outside of my body where the boils were, and the OxyContin and the oxycodone and the hydrocodone and the street drugs on top of that wasn't even touching the pain. And I wake up one morning and I'm in excruciating pain, but I'm kind of like in a daze, because now I don't understand how I'm in this much pain, but I feel peace. How can I be in this much pain and have rest and joy in my heart? I finally knew what rest meant after my first time in my entire life. I knew what rest meant. And I looked up, and at that very moment, I knew that I was not going to hell. In that very moment, I knew that I was no longer afraid to die. And I looked up to the heavens. I said, Lord God Almighty, please take me home. Please just take me. I do not want to live like this. I don't want to be like this. I can't do this on my own. Please take me home. I said, but I have one request, that through my death, you can be glorified. That through my death, somebody will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. And it was from that very moment that I started improving. That my health started improving. My health started improving so rapidly that the doctor didn't want to come in the office and talk to me when the nurse practitioner told me that it was a medical miracle and she wanted to pray to God with me, because I went from having no immune system to having a full immune system, and from having a viral load that was in the hundreds of thousands and millions per part to having an undetectable viral load within weeks.
Folks, here's what you gotta do. You just hear in the beginning. This is just part A. This is just part number one. Miracle of the life of David Arthur. We're gonna be back with him tomorrow. Tell somebody, call somebody. You're not born that way, and if you are born that way, all you gotta do is get born again. What a testimony. David Arthur, God bless you. Thanks for being with us today, and you'll join us tomorrow, right, David?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.